Muslim clerics in Lebanon have expressed solidarity with Bahraini protests against the demolition of mosques by the regime troops. The Al Khalifa rulers in Bahrain have demolished dozens of mosques as part of the ongoing crackdown on pro-democracy protests since 2011. The Lebanese clerics have condemned Bahrain's demolition of mosques as Manama's blatant attack on religion and on the individual right of belief and ideology.
We, the Muslim clerics in Lebanon, condemn this shameful crime aimed at segregating Muslims and dismantling the nation of Islam. Where are the Arab leaders taking us? Are they seeking the best interest of Muslims, or are the best interest of the Zionists and Americans? The last time such crime happened was 1400 years ago.
As a part of its brutal crackdown on peaceful protesters, the Manama regime has for over 2 years now turned to rubble sites it considered a focal point for rebellion. In March of 2011, the Al Khalifa forces brought down Manama's Pearl Roundabout in an effort to put an end to the uprising's effect. However, the attack against religious institutions is a different issue, as the majority of the destroyed places of worship belong to the Shia community in Bahrain.
Because the majority in Bahrain from the Shia, around 80%, Al Khalifa want to show us the problem in Bahrain, the demonstrating in sectarian. Today, we send our message from Beirut to the world, look, our mosques destroyed. We ask the international community to see what happened in Bahrain exactly.
Critics of the Bahraini regime have also slammed it for what they describe as the demographic shaping practiced by the regime.
It's an attack against identity. You have an entire population calling for the rightful demands. And the Al Khalifa regime sees that the best way to resolve the matter is by assaulting these people's sanctities and revoking their nationalities. They are trying to provoke the protesters into falling in the sectarian trap so as to give themselves justifications for the crimes they are committing against the people.
Protests have been ongoing in Bahrain since mid-February of 2011. The situation worsened due to the aggressive offensive led by Bahraini and Saudi forces amid Western and international silence.
Both the Bahraini opposition and the Muslim Clerics Council in Lebanon have condemned what they described as the systematic attack on Muslim sanctities in Bahrain. They say that this, in addition to the revoking of citizenships and the permission of foreign troops to take part in the clampdown on peaceful protesters, is further proof that the regime is still avoiding dialogue. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.